This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Italy is the new epicenter of the coronavirus outbreak. Officials say 627 more people have died in the last 24 hours since Italy surpassed China Thursday as the nation with the most COVID-19-related deaths. That's its highest day-to-day rise in COVID-19 deaths, the World Health Organization noted Friday. The dramatic speed of the virus spread, saying it took over 3 months to reach the first 10,000 confirmed cases and only 12 days to reach the next 100,000. They have a message for young people.
You're not invincible. This virus could put you in hospital for weeks or even kill you. Even if you don't get sick, the choices you make about where you go could be the difference between life and death for someone else.
And WHO's Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus. Britain is asking 65,000 retired nurses and doctors to return to work to help fight the coronavirus. AP's Charles de Ledesma.
The government is sending letters to thousands of former nurses and retired doctors on the recall. Health Secretary Matt Hancock says he hopes many, many thousands will respond to the appeal. Volunteers will be given training over the next few weeks before being allocated to various hospitals. As well, final year nursing and medical students could also be drafted to bolster healthcare staff. Britain's coronavirus outbreak is not expected to peak for several weeks. Already, some hospitals have complained about overworked staff and shortages of ventilators and protective equipment, such as face masks. Charles de Ledesma, London.
U.S. Vice President Mike Pence's secretary said Friday someone in his office has tested positive for the coronavirus.